right, so in this video, in this podcast, we are finishing the book of Hebrews. We're going to begin in verse 20. In verse 19 and 18, we see that the author has asked for prayer, but now he prays for them, in a way, the recipients of this letter. He says in verse 20, now the God. So he opens up a prayer for them, addressing God, God the Father. And what type of God is he? What are some of his attributes? Well, he says the God of peace. He is the God of peace, a God who leads us, who cares for us, who's gracious and merciful to us. He tells us to cast our anxiety on him, the God who gives peace which passes or surpasses all understanding. This is the God whom he's praying to. So this God of peace, is he able to do that which the author desires to see done? Well, he explains the power of God, this God of peace who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord. In other words, yes, he is able. He is more than able. He has power over sin and death. This is what the God of peace and power can do. He can equip you. Verse 21, equip you in every good thing. So continuing on in the faith, persevering, holding fast, these are daunting tasks, but God, the God of peace, the God who raised Jesus from the dead, he will equip, he will complete, he will restore you. It's like mending nets. He will finish the process of making you like Jesus Christ, being restored to his as his image bearers, the way he originally intended us to be. And he equips us to do something very specifically, to do his will. The goal in this equipping is to help you fulfill his will, to walk in accordance with his plan. How do we know what his plan is? Well, according to his word. This is the will of God, your sanctification. So he's working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Every good deed, every turning away from sin, every moment of repentance, every step of obedience, every time you share the gospel, it is God working in you. To whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. To God's glory. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So here we see the author of Hebrews is praying that God, the God of peace and power, would equip them to do his will. Working in us what is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And he closes with this, but I urge you, brethren, bear with this word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. It is important as we come to a close, remember, hold on to the teaching. Jesus is best. He is better than man-made religion. He's better than works. He's better than temporary hope and dreams. He's better than all else. He is best. Take notice that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom, if he comes soon, I will see you. Greet all of your leaders and all of the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you. Give some update on Timothy and greetings from others with him, and encourages them with God's grace. So this is the conclusion of Hebrews. God is able to do that which he intends. He is able to keep you. He's able to equip you, that you would be pleasing to him. So go, hold fast, and live a life that's pleasing to God Almighty, because you have been saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice, the one and only way.